You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Lane Mendelson, the Vice President of Market Technologies and Vantage Point, a trading software that uses artificial intelligence and neural networks to predict stock market trends with up to 86% accuracy. Mr. Mendelson, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're most welcome. So tell us about your background and your role at Market Technologies and Vantage Point Software to kick things off today.
Sure. I'd be glad to. This has been a life endeavor for me. My father actually started our company and developed the Vantage Point Software decades ago. And I don't want to say I didn't have a choice, but from a very early age, my father was exposing me to the business and I think trying to share with me the passion that he had for developing technology specifically aimed at helping people become more financially free and becoming more lucrative in investing and trading in the markets. And so I just kind of caught the bug at a young age. My dad gave me some, I would say, looking back on it, some menial chores to do around the office, you know, cleaning toilets, taking trash. But over time and through osmosis, you know, I became more interested, more excited. Then I started getting other jobs where I was formatting floppy disks back in the 1980s when you still had floppy disks and you had to format them. And my career has progressed. I've pretty much touched every aspect of the business. And I can say that this is my passion. I don't have any formal education. I don't have a college degree, but I've been involved in this company for over two decades full time. And I've been a part of changing a lot of lives for our customers, as well as for our team members and our employees, but also through our charitable giving locally in the community that we've been able to do as a result of our company's success. So for me, it's a combination between technology, customer interactions, as well as just generally helping people to achieve the goals and dreams that they have through the use of our software.
I certainly appreciate your sharing your background and all those details. Now, if you would elaborate a bit on your father's accomplishments in the space of AI and how he got started using it.
Well, artificial intelligence is now becoming mainstream here in the last year or so, and people who never heard of the term or never knew what it was are now all about AI, artificial intelligence. It's the future. It's the AI revolution. The truth is we've been utilizing artificial intelligence since the late 1980s, and it's really interesting. In 1994, my father was invited on live CNBC television to talk about the technology that he had developed and how it's helping people. And in this interview in 1994, he said, you know, for the last several years, I've been utilizing artificial intelligence to accurately forecast the financial markets. And when I show people that now, they say, oh my God, it's amazing. What a pioneer. What an innovator. And that's really the truth of it. He's in Who's Who in the World. He's his biography was included in the time capsule under the at the White House. And my father has always been somebody who's looking for that edge, that next thing that can help propel to take things to the next level. And there were a lot of people back in the late 1980s when my dad was first getting involved in AI who said, you know, what is this? It's a gimmick. It's a fad. It's never going to become anything. Some of those same people now have contacted us for interviews and asked my father or myself to contribute to books that they were writing on the topic of artificial intelligence, because my father is now regarded as a world expert at applying artificial intelligence to the financial markets, partly because of the decades of experience that we've had with it, but also because of the success that we've been able to achieve with it. You know, artificial intelligence is a tool. And in the hands of someone who's not capable and doesn't know how to utilize it and implement it properly, well, it's not going to get the results that you desire. In the capable hands and with the research and development team that we've created over the decades, we've been able to take this very powerful tool and harness the power for the benefit of our customers. And there's nobody else in the financial industry that I'm aware of that has contributed more to the area of artificial intelligence for as many decades as my father. And for that, I'm very proud, but I'm also very thankful because his dedication and devotion to this one topic for decades is what's allowed our customers to be so successful with our product Vantage Point.
Tell us, if you would, how is Vantage Point able to predict stock market trends, and how does all that work?
Sure. I'm not going to get too down into the weeds or talk in deep mathematics, but let me just give you an overview that everybody can really grasp. Artificial intelligence is a mathematical mechanism, and we're using a very specific type of artificial intelligence called neural networks and deep learning. And what it's doing is it's actually mining massive quantities of data, more than you or I could possibly even begin to comprehend. And what it's doing is it's sifting through, the artificial intelligence technology we built is sifting through all of this data, looking for patterns, looking for things in the data that we wouldn't detect ourselves because we're mere humans. But the artificial intelligence can look at all this data and say, based on what's happening in all of this global market data, not just here in the U.S., but domestically, but also overseas, looking at stocks and commodities and interest rates and precious metals and oil prices, it's taking all that data and saying, based on what's happening in all of these other areas, what impact will that have on a particular stock like Apple, for example? And so by taking all of this raw data, having the artificial intelligence process that data, we're then able to say, well, if this is happening over in these other areas, in these other markets, what effect will it have on Apple? Will it push the price of Apple up? Will it push the price of Apple sideways, pull it down? Whatever the case may be, we're able to make very accurate, 86% accurate forecast short-term trend direction. Where is this stock going to go? And it's very simple, Eric. You know, if you want to know where something's going to go, if you want to know where Apple is going to go, you need to look at what are the factors that are driving Apple. And it's easier said than done, but if you sum it all up, Apple, the stock price does not go up or down randomly, does not go up or down for no reason. It's actually being pushed and pulled and influenced and impacted by other markets and other stocks. And by the artificial intelligence analyzing all of that data, that is how we are forecasting with such a high degree of accuracy. And in fact, in 2009, we obtained 2 U.S. patents on this very technology of being able to, number one, use the artificial intelligence to analyze all this data, and number two, taking that data and then creating leading indicators, predictive indicators that can forecast very accurately where a trend is going to go. And there's a lot of indicators that are out there in our industry. The problem is, I would say 99.999% of them lag the market. In other words, they don't really give you insight about what's going to happen. They alert you to what has already happened. And as a trader and as an investor, it's all about timing. And if you're finding out about something after the fact, well, you're missing the boat. And so our predictive indicators, our leading indicators, which are based on the artificial intelligence, allow our customers to properly time their entries and their exits, which helps them to be much more profitable, much more successful.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Lane Mendelson, the Vice President of Market Technologies and Vantage Point, a trading software that uses artificial intelligence and neural networks to predict stock market trends with up to 86% accuracy here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Mendelson, how are traders using Vantage Point in the markets to make money?
Well, it can be used in many different ways. The nice thing is that the software program does not dictate how a trader must trade or how much money they must have to invest or how much risk they must take. It's very nice because what the software is doing is it's telling you, it'll say, Eric, here are the stocks that are expected to move, and here's the direction they're expected to move in. And it will give you very specific pieces of information that allow you to make intelligent investment decisions. What it's not going to do is it's not going to tell you to go outside of your comfort zone. It's not going to tell you to risk more money than what you have. It doesn't tell you what to do. It tells you what the market or what a particular stock is likely to do. once you have that information, you know, whether you have a $5,000 trading account, a $50,000, a $500,000, a $5 million, the amount of money you have, or whether you're a very conservative investor or a more aggressive trader, it doesn't matter. Once you know what the market or what a particular stock is likely to do, then it's very easy to make the right decision at the right time. The problem that a lot of traders and investors have out there is they don't know what the market's going to do. They don't know what the stock is going to do. And so they feel very lost, a lot of times nervous, lacking confidence, and then it makes it very hard to make the right decision at the right time. This eliminates all of those types of emotions and factors and says, okay, this is where the stock is likely to go. You've got an 86% accuracy, which is unheard of because there is no such thing as 100%, of course. And the customers that use our software are able to very quickly and easily, 10 minutes in the evening, look and see what looks good, what doesn't look good, and that allows them to sidestep trades or investments where they may have lost money and rather focus in on trades or investments where they can make money and the odds are stacked in their favor. And that's what the software does. It's very easy to use. We have customers that are, you know, just out of high school that are looking to make this their career. We have customers that are in their 90s. And, you know, for the older people that we work with, you know, our customer service has to hold their hand a little bit more, but that's what we do. We're a small family-owned and operated company, and we treat our customers as such, and we really go the extra mile to make sure that, number one, they have cutting-edge technology, but number two, they're able to garner the maximum benefit from that technology, and that's what has led us to have such a successful business and have such a high customer satisfaction rate. About 40% of our revenue last year came from existing customers who got our software, obviously experienced success with it, and came back and said, gosh, you know, I got your stock package, but I'd like to get into currencies or I'd like to get into commodities. You know, they're looking for other ways to make money, and they know that we're the real deal. We've got the technology. We've got the support and training. It's the full package.
Is it common for Vantage Point traders to use the software to trade as a full-time job?
Yes. I would say that our customer base is split between people who are working full-time and trading part-time, and people who are trading full-time and retired and no longer working. Now, when I say trading full-time, like I said before, our software takes 10 minutes each evening. So when I say trading full-time, I don't mean they're chained to their desk, sitting there, you know, all day long looking at the monitor. What I mean is they're deriving their full-time income from their trading and from their investing while only spending, let's say, 10 minutes in the evening. For our customers who are retired, you know, they paid their dues, they worked hard. This is time for them to enjoy life, but they want to make sure that they continually have that source of income coming in. And that's when they come to us saying, hey, look, you know, I'm retired. I've got a nice nest egg. Number one, I want to protect it, which our software can help them to do. And number two, I want to leverage what I've saved to make it grow for them and for future generations. And we've had customers who've been able to provide for themselves, their families, but also many customers who've been able to give to charity or set up trusts for future generations or pay for college tuition for children or grandchildren. So it's been very gratifying for them, but also gratifying for us to hear those success stories. But we also have a lot of people, Eric, who come to us saying, look, I'm going to retire in 5 years. I'm going to retire in 10 years, 15 years, whatever that window of time is. And they want to pre-plan. They want to put all the ducks in a row and get everything set up so that they are continually and consistently making money from their trading and investing using our software, Vantage Point, while they're working a full-time job. So when they do make that transition to from working full-time to retirement, there's not this period of time where they're feeling a little uncomfortable or trying to get this other source of income up and running. And so we've had a lot of people who may have said, I have a 10-year window and I want to retire. And a lot of times within a much shorter number of years, they're able to get to that point of comfort where they say, you know, Vantage Point has helped me. It's given me confidence. My account has grown. I'm going to go ahead and take an earlier retirement than planned because I've reached that point where I'm comfortable enough, confident enough that I will be able to provide for my family based on my trading endeavors.
Certainly some enlightening information here, and we can't thank you enough for the time spent with us here so far. Now, any exciting new plans for Vantage Point coming up this year in 2018?
Yeah, got two things that are very exciting from my perspective, one is the fact that we are releasing a new version of our software, Vantage Point, where we've taken a lot of feedback from customers. We've taken advantage of new technologies and research and development that we've done in the artificial intelligence space, and our customers are going to benefit from that, and that will be coming out in a number of days. We're very excited about that. But I'm also very excited because last year we formed a partnership with Shriners Children's Hospital, and we've been giving a percentage of our revenue each month to Shriners. We've met several of the patients who've actually come with their parents to our office. And let me tell you, Eric, we, on a daily basis, we're changing lives. We're helping people protect their nest egg, helping people grow their retirement, and that feels great. But knowing that we're helping people in the community, specifically children, Shriners is a great organization. It really takes our concept and our mantra of changing lives to another level. And I'm excited that in 2018, we're going to continue our partnership with Shriners. And we've had a lot of customers who have also made donations to Shriners because of our partnership with Shriners. And, you know, it's all about helping others. It's all about giving back. And if you can help fill someone else's bucket, it doesn't deplete your own bucket. It actually fills your bucket simultaneously. And the Shriners partnership has just been very rewarding for me on a personal level, but also my entire team has got behind it, and we're excited about doing even more in 2018 to support our partnership with Shriners.
Yeah, certainly some outstanding news there, and thanks for sharing all those details as well. In conclusion, any advice for those entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world? If you had one tip to share, what would that be?
I would say two things. Number one, you follow your passion. My father started this company when he was in his late 20s. Next month, my father's going to turn 70. So you can't do something for decade after decade after decade after decade unless you really love it. You'll lose interest. You won't do it well. You won't be able to put 150% in. So you have to find what you're truly passionate about. And if you think, well, I kind of like this, but it's not my real passion, then you probably shouldn't pursue that as your entrepreneurial endeavor. So that number one, it has to truly be your passion, something that you are excited about doing every single day and can foresee yourself being excited about doing it for decades and decades and decades in the future. That's number one. Number two, you have to give back. You have to make sure that if you're succeeding, if your business is growing, you find ways to help other people. My father started an entrepreneurial scholarship. He's been giving $10,000 a year to a student who's graduated from the high school that my father graduated from to give back because my father has been successful. Our company has been successful because our software has helped so many people around the world. Our partnership with Shriners, we are involved with Support the Troops. My wife is running this weekend a half marathon for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. So many different ways that you can give back. And like I said before, a lot of people think, oh, you know, if I have this money and I give it to someone, now I have less. You got to look at it like, if I have money because my business has been successful, let me invest, not give away, not spend. Let me invest that in someone else or some other worthy organization. It will come back to you tenfold at least. I've never found that any charitable donation that we've made was a cost or an expense or anything like that. It's always been something we've been excited to do because it does come back to you, and it will come back in multiples. And for anyone who's an entrepreneur, obviously they're getting into the business world to be successful, to make money, to provide for them, to provide for their family. Widen that circle and help as many people as you can.
Sound advice. Thanks so much, Mr. Mendelson, for sharing that with us. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Market Technologies and Vantage Point?
Go to our main website. It's vantagepointsoftware.com. And they can read more about our company, more about our story, more about the people we've helped and changed their lives, and get a free demo of the software to better understand the power of artificial intelligence and how it can help them to be more successful and create the life that they want to have.
Mr. Mendelson, continued success to you and the company, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Lane Mendelson, Vice President of Market Technologies and Vantage Point, a trading software that uses artificial intelligence and neural networks to predict stock market trends with up to 86% accuracy. And for further details, visit VantagePointSoftware.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.